This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Find our next guest with us. We've got Simon Laurie, who is the curator and project manager of McLennan Sculpting. And we've got Simon on the phone. Welcome to the show, Simon.
Thanks very much for having me, Neil and David.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Always love what you guys are doing. Well, the park alone is just spectacular, but this project that you do with the highways is incredible. But let's just start with you, Simon, to begin with. Who the hell are you? You know, like, give us your background.
And how did you get started in the arts, Simon? That's what we want to know.
Sure. So, look, I've always lived in Melbourne. I trained as an artist, studying painting at VCA, and not long after did a master's in curatorship at Melbourne Uni and did a number of voluntary internships.
Why did you want to get involved in that side of it, Simon? What made you think this could be my future? Because it's so tough for an artist, isn't it?
Of course. Well, look, I did, to be brutally honest, I didn't have the self-discipline or the determination to be an artist myself. Okay. And I was always more interested in what other artists around me were doing when I was studying art. So I kind of naturally gravitated towards curating as a way of being able to work and with other artists and facilitate their work. And, I think... having the opportunity to work at McLelland as well with so many fantastic sculptors and Melbourne-based artists.
Simon, to move into curating, and you obviously, like you said, you loved just dealing with other artists. I mean, but what attracted you to the arts? Did you dabble a little bit and then you just didn't pursue it any longer, or was it just you just liked what was being produced? Or I suppose, I'm just interested in what attracted you to it all.
Yeah, sure. Well, look, I think on a really kind of basic philosophical level, I've always been interested in, creativity being able to access, new perspectives on the world and our environment around us and how other people see things.
That always fascinates me every time I walk into a gallery, how did somebody come up with that? I'm such a loser. I've got no creativity. All I do is enjoy the art.
Oh, no. Well, I think everyone is in some way an artist or has that creative approach to life, whether it's cooking or... or conversation, I think everyone has that in them. But I just love being surrounded by it, and particularly in an institutional context and as a day-to-day work, I feel very lucky.
Now, Simon, you always wanted to get it, or did you always wanted to get involved in new art, or was there ever a moment where you were looking and thought, maybe I would like to work with somewhere else in the world with one of the great galleries of the world with the old masters? What's your feeling on that?
Yeah, sure. Look, I think my learning had a real basis in art history, so I was always drawn to older works and kind of they themselves give you this kind of portal onto other times and other cultures and societies, and I always found that very fascinating. But I think particularly as I've grown older and become, more attuned to the social and economic realities that I live amongst, I think contemporary art is a really unique way of approaching that and learning more about it. At the moment, I'm perhaps more interested in contemporary work.
And sculpture in particular, or
that wasn't ever really a focus of mine. But since working at McLelland, I've become really in love with it as an experience, being able to experience the work in, you know, three dimensions in a really bodily sense, and also out in the natural environment or the urban environment, such as on the freeway. I think it has really unique characteristics.
Sorry, Simon, I was going to ask also, just tell us a little bit about McClelland then as well, because obviously that's the sculpture park that you work in. Is that, and whereabouts is it, and what is McClelland?
Yeah, sure. So, look, it's a bit of a hidden gem in Melbourne. It's 45 minutes from the CBD down in Lang Warren, and it consists of a modernist gallery built in 1971, and also with over 2,500 works in all media, and also a expansive sculpture park over 16 hectares of bushland with over 120 sculptures in the park. So it's kind of, it's a non-profit gallery. It was set up through the estate of local siblings, Nan McClelland and her brother Harry, who had a small studio on the site in the 1930s. They were a bohemian family down in Frankston.
Isn't that interesting? You're like Melbourne and outer areas of Melbourne, you know, where Heidi is a similar thing, you know, the bohemians that were out there. It's and, you know, McClelland is another example of it, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. The two are quite comparable in that sense. These kind of artists, I guess colonies, you could say, who established themselves kind of out in what was then kind of the country, I guess.
Oh, yeah, and there would have been nothing around them at that stage, would there?
Yeah, exactly. The two were built at a similar time and, a similarly rich history of artists and writers and such involved with it. Today McClelland, it always has had a focus on modernist Australian sculpture and more recently kind of contemporary spatial practice. So everything from, I guess, photography and video to sound work and installation and performance. So, yeah, look, it's the collection's really rich. Some amazing examples of public art.
And what's happening at present, Simon? Are you totally closed to the general public, or is the park open at all?
No, so we're totally closed to the public. We were, I guess, one of the first institutions to close because we have quite an older audience who are at risk. So we made the call early. But look, we've been kind of transferring everything to online and providing a lot of opportunities for artists and audiences in the meantime. So we've got, content from the current exhibition online at the moment. We've got a program of mental health, art and health series called Inspired Minds, which is part of a partnership with the Mind Room in Melbourne, looking at art and nature as a kind of positive mental health experience. And we've also got a number of opportunities for artists because I know they're taking a huge hit at the moment.
Yes.
So we've got a number of awards for watercolourists, drawers, sculptors, and of course the most recent announcement, this major public art commission for the freeway.
Now let's start talking about that, because the freeways, there's some great art that you see, and I must admit I'm very sad at present because the garden gnome is gone. The silver garden gnome is no longer there. Where has he gone? You know, like, I hope he's in a safe storage somewhere, or has he popped up in somebody's garden? need a big garden.
Yeah, so that was that work by Slovenian artist Gregor Krego. It was called Reflective Lullaby. It's otherwise known as the Chrome Gnome. That was people and the community became particularly attached to that, and that's actually gone on loan to Frankston City Council for another 4 years. So it popped up again down in near the Frankston CBD.
Oh, is it there now, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So just
okay.
near Frankston Hospital down that way.
Oh, right. Oh, that's nice.
So they found a new home, David.
They found a new home.
The gnome is safe.
Oh, that's good because I collect garden gnomes, so you're like...
Oh, great.
Yeah, so I'm very attached to that. Let's talk about this prize and this commission that you're doing.
Yes. So the Southern Way McLellan Commissions are an ongoing series of major public sculptures.
Yep.
That are commissioned every 2 years for the Peninsula Link Freeway.
Yep.
It was set up as a partnership between McLellan and Southern Way, who built and managed the Peninsula Link Freeway.
Yep.
So it began... in 2012, when the freeway was opened, with a couple of major commissions there. One's permanent, the Panorama Station by Louise Paramore, the quite bright, colourful sculpture on the Blue Bridge as you turn off onto Peninsula Link.
Uh-huh.
So every Southern Way provide the very generous funds of $300,000 every 2 years.
Wow.
To commission an artist to make a major... major statement in contemporary public sculpture.
Mm.
And it's managed by McLellan, and after 4 years on the freeway at two alternating sites near McLellan, the works then donated to McLellan to become part of our permanent collection at the sculpture park.
Yep.
So it's an incredible kind of scenario for us in our ability to commission these major works, which then become our collection. And there'll actually be 14 in total, so one every 2 years until the year 2037. So it's a really forward-looking and incredibly important and significant in terms of public sculpture in Melbourne. Yeah.
And how does it come about, Yola? How do you choose... the artist, or is there a competition, or...?
Yeah, so we have an open call-out.
Yep.
So we request sculptors and artists to submit a proposal, and then we have a panel of usually four experts in the field to discuss the commissions and go through and choose the most appropriate. We've just recently chosen and announced the next commission, which is titled Peninsula Pearls by Dutch-born, Melbourne-based artist Manon van Kalswijk, which is very exciting for us.
And what does it look like, Simon? Yeah, can you give us a hint, or you're keeping it quiet at this stage?
Sure. So we like to keep some things under wraps until the final reveal when it's installed. But I can say that so Manon is a jeweler and artist, and she works with kind of archetypal jewelry forms such as kind of beaded necklaces.
Oh, okay. So it's a necklace that's on the freeway. So you had to take your binoculars when you go. That's a little woman's necklace. Is that what you're saying to us?
Well, it's 10 metres. I guess it's not so little, but
no, I was joking.
Yeah, but she's very interested in, you know, how the context changes. You know, if it's something in terms of jewellery, if it's something that you wear on your wrist and carry around with you in a very intimate, personal sense, or, you know, what happens to that object if you then scale it up and put it in a very transient public space, I guess.
Oh, okay. And what does that mean? Or aren't you saying this at this stage?
Well, it's going to be a really interesting and dynamic experience to drive past this work, because as you approach, you'll see the image of a beaded necklace, and then as you drive by, it will kind of fracture into this collection of individual spheres, with references to other things such as kind of pins on a map, beach balls, kind of buoys on the ocean. So it'll be quite a dynamic experience, I think, And using that kind of old art historical technique, I suppose, of the anamorphic image, when you look at something at a certain angle, you get the image, and then as you move away from that, you lose it. So it's an interesting kind of visual experience.
Yeah, and especially when you're moving fairly fast when you're seeing it as well.
Exactly, yeah. So it should be really, really quite captivating, I think.
Okay, fantastic. And Simon, when's it unveiled? When's it ready?
Sure, so it's due to be installed in 2021 in September.
Okay. So about 12 months' time.
Yeah. Okay. So I've just started developing it now and, it should be due for installation then.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, how exciting it must be for you guys and for the artists when when it comes around every couple of years that this new work is put into progress and then all of a sudden, bang, it's there. And it would take a long time, I should imagine, to build.
Yeah, so the fabrication process is often a number of months. The installation is often quite quick compared to the rest of the process. So it is always, really satisfying and exciting, and also quite a relief when it's installed and it kind of looks as good as, if not better than you had envisioned it for the last year or two.
Yeah, because that's the problem, Simon, too, isn't it? Say it just doesn't quite work. What do you do? There's nothing much you can do then, is there?
Yeah, no, exactly. So it does take quite a bit of skill working in that field. And we've got a great team of installers and fabricators who often work quite closely with the artist to develop it as well.
Yeah.
So
And is that all done here in Melbourne?
It's often, sometimes it is and sometimes it's outsourced to interstate, but we do try to keep it local where we can. It depends on, I suppose, the artist and budget considerations and such. But
Okay. And what's your website, Simon?
Yeah, so that's mcclellangallery.com, and you can read all about the commission and previous commissions and other exhibitions and awards and opportunities and programs that we've got going at the moment, so worth checking out.
So if you're an artist and you want to have the next piece, next item on the freeway, then just keep an eye out on the website and you advertise it on
definitely. And you can get in touch and sign up to our mailing list, and we give updates on all of that. Otherwise, keep an eye out. We usually promote it quite heavily around all the arts. Arts media, so the call out's usually around May or February, March, April, May each year. So, or every 2 years.
Yeah, every 2 years, Brilliant, Simon. Yeah. Thanks so much for talking to us today, and all the best, and we hope it looks as spectacular as it sounds.
Great. Thanks so much, Neil and David.
Right. Thanks so much, Simon.
Bye.
Cheers. Okay.
All the best.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.